Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. Today we're diving into something super crucial, self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preachy podcast about bubble baths and essential oils, hold on tight because this is different. We're talking real talk, actionable steps, and strategies that can actually strengthen your mental resilience, like a Spartan training regimen for your mind. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly juggling responsibilities, deadlines, and social obligations, but never taking time to just breathe? You know that feeling when your stress levels are through the roof and you're starting to feel burnt out? That, my friends, is a major red flag. Ignoring self-care isn't a badge of honor. It's a recipe for mental exhaustion and burnout. And trust me, nobody wants to be living in that world. So, what exactly does this mean? How do we ditch the misconception of self-care being all about fluffy robes and face masks? Well, let's break it down into five essential takeaways. 1. Self-care isn't selfish, it's strategic. Think of your mental health like a high-performance engine. If you keep pushing it without regular maintenance, eventually, it's going to sputter and stall. Self-care isn't about indulging in fleeting pleasures. It's about investing in your long-term well-being. It's about giving yourself the tools and resources to function at your best, physically, mentally, and emotionally. 2. It's personalized, not one size fits all. What works for your neighbor might be a complete disaster for you. Figure out what truly recharges you. Is it hitting the gym, curling up with a good book, spending time in nature, or connecting with loved ones? The key is to listen to your body and mind and identify the activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. 3. Small steps lead to big changes. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with incorporating small self-care rituals into your daily routine. Maybe it's taking a 5-minute meditation break, going for a quick walk during your lunch hour, or simply setting aside 15 minutes each evening to unwind and disconnect from technology. 4. Boundaries are your best friend. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy and time. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, and it's not selfish to make sure your cup is full. 5. Be kind to yourself. This one is huge. We often have harsh inner critics that constantly bombard us with negativity. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and self-compassion. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy entrepreneur juggling multiple projects, client meetings, and family responsibilities. She's constantly on the go, running from one task to another, neglecting her own needs in the process. Sound familiar? Sarah starts feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and irritable. Her sleep is disrupted, she's struggling to focus, and her creative spark has dwindled. This is a classic case of burnout, a direct result of neglecting self-care. But Sarah decides to make a change. She implements small self-care rituals into her day, taking short walks during lunch breaks, meditating for 5 minutes before bed, and saying no to extra commitments that drain her energy. She prioritizes healthy meals and gets enough sleep. The result? Sarah feels more energized, focused, and creative. Her stress levels decrease, and she's able to manage her workload effectively. She rediscovers the joy in her work and life, realizing that taking care of herself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Listen, you're not alone in this journey. We all face challenges and setbacks, but remember, self-care is not a weakness, it's a superpower. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with resilience and grace. So, commit to incorporating these 5 key takeaways into your daily routine. You won't regret it. Remember, taking care of your mental health is an ongoing commitment, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep pushing forward. And hey, if you find this podcast helpful, share it with your friends and family who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's create a culture where prioritizing self-care isn't just encouraged, but celebrated. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember to always put yourself first.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.